This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the Oscar nominations are out, and we will speak with the youngest nominee for Best Actress. She's Ellen Page, the 20-year-old star of Juno.
First, though, here's a political conundrum wrapped in an enigma, or whatever that saying is. According to the latest polls, most Americans want the war in Iraq to end and for the troops to come home, and most disapprove of President Bush's Iraq war policies. Of the Republican presidential candidates, none has been more supportive of the president's current surge plan in Iraq than John McCain. And John McCain is now the front runner after winning South Carolina and New Hampshire. So why is he so popular if most people do not support the war? Here to unwrap this conundrum is John Dickerson. He's chief political correspondent for Slate.com. Hi, John.
Hello.
Well, let's start with some poll data. CNN's exit polling after New Hampshire found that McCain did best with people who disapprove of the war. And yet he thinks we should stay in Iraq for many more years.
Right. It's a head scratcher. He also did poorly among big supporters of the war, both in New Hampshire and in Michigan. So it's hard to figure out exactly what's going on here. I think he gets some points for having been against Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld and being an outspoken critic of the way the war was managed, and then having come up with the surge strategy long before the president embraced it. I think he also people think of him as kind of leading by his own lights, and a lot of voters give politicians some credit for that. And also, it's a kind of a diffuse field so far, and so he may not really bear the full brunt yet of the anti-war sentiment in the country. When it comes down to a choice between, if it does, McCain and a Democrat, that's when we may have a truer test of how people's feelings about the war reflect on him.
And could it be that the people who are responding to these poll questions think that, well, maybe we don't like the way the war is going right now, but we think that John McCain could manage it better?
I think that's exactly right. I mean, they penalize the president for many things, the management of the war, going in too hastily, and they may not penalize McCain for that. And even some who've been against the war recognize, and you even hear this from some of the Democratic candidates, Barack Obama in particular talks about, you know, not wanting to rush out as poorly or as hastily as we rushed in. And so as a person who can manage American interests, knows the military, McCain would benefit from being seen as a person who can get us out of Iraq and out of that mess in a way that might not break so much China on the way out. On the other hand, he has said American troops will be there for a very, very long time, which I think is a potent attack from a Democrat if it got into a general election.
Yeah, and the Democrats addressed that last night in their debate in South Carolina. All three of the top candidates said they want a speedy withdrawal. All three want to be out within a year or so they say. And all three are looking at McCain as their possible opponent. Here's John Edwards.
It's becoming increasingly likely, I think, that John McCain is going to be the Republican candidate. Now, here's what we have to be thinking about. Who will be tough enough and strong enough, and who can compete against John McCain in every place in America?
So, John Dickerson, how do the voters assess that possibility, and do they penalize McCain when they think about the war and a possible Democratic opponent and that Democratic opponent's position?
Well, McCain has to feel very good that everybody's talking about him now, because the GOP race is such a muddle and there is no real clear front runner. So the fact that Democrats are all bashing him must make him feel good about his ultimate prospects. The answer is, I don't think we really know. You know, last night in the debate, the Democrats, Hillary Clinton said, well, if John McCain is the Republican nominee, I'm the one who can go up against him. I've been on the Armed Services Committee. She talked about her experience. And so she has all of these sort of bona fides that will allow her to go toe-to-toe with him. I think that's a little bit of a stretch. He on military matters and on national security matters, has been in the arena a lot longer than she has. Barack Obama went in a totally different direction and said, we need to break from all of this experience that McCain and Hillary would total up in their favor and go in a completely new direction. And so it's very difficult to figure out what arguments will work when we finally get the choice between a Republican and a Democrat.
John Dickerson is chief political correspondent for Slate.com. Thanks, John.
Thank you.